Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Personality Types, Shir number 17. Today, we're going to continue to talk about the NT, the intuitive thinking type. N, again, means very intuitive, conceptual, and T means they use their thinking, logical, analytical mind. Now, an NT can have either be a P or a J. So, for example, if you are an NT, which is a theoretical person that's very intellectual, but you have that P concept there. P means they're exploring. They could be theorists. They could be innovative pioneers in the field of philosophy and science. They enjoy finding ingenious solutions to challenging problems. If you're an NTJ, J means you're judging, you're more closure, then while just as analytical and logical, they're more concerned with the particulars of the laws, with management and analysis and goals and policies and organizations. You see, that's what the J does with that. They're attentive to every meticulous detail. Now, of course, either type of NT could be an extrovert or an introvert. Now, if you're an extroverted NT, then you will be a very open in your conversations. You could be extremely inspiring when you teach. You enjoy exchanging ideas and facts and theories with other people if you're extroverted NT. If you're an introverted NT, INT, then you prefer more solitary pursuits, being alone, being in your own shell, you know, writing perhaps, and being more, you know, less interactive with people. NTs are classic scientists. They're best when dealing with things that need to be done impersonally, because T means they're not personal. Whether it's precise explanations, whether it's figuring out instructions, whether it's analyzing data, they want to understand and predict and explain in an impersonal, logical way. They feel like fish out of water when they have to deal with people's emotions or talk about personal feelings. So therefore, in Shalom Bayis, in marriage, an NT needs to develop that warm, empathetic side in themselves, which I explained last time. Rebelsky Olav HaShalom, Zecher Tzadik Avracha, was an NT that developed that emotional, caring side to himself a lot. You may not see it when you had a short conversation with him. You may not have seen it when you called him up to ask him a shaila or came over to him with a specific situation. Then he put on the NT logical way of conveying it, but when sitting in his chair 2 years in a row, you see that part of him come out, that he had a very strong F side that he developed, even though what it may have not been natural to him. I wouldn't know for sure, but that's what it looks the way I observed it. Thinking is essentially impersonal, and the goal is objective truth. So the NT's judgments are based on whether something is true or false. An NT has that ability to mevakish the emes, to search truth. Now, what about in childhood? An NT child is very unusual. They're constantly reading. They're constantly asking why. They have a hunger for knowledge. They may delight their parents, but at the same time exasperate their parents. They want to know more and more and more. They don't have to be nagged to learn and read. They'll devour books on their own. They'll beg for more books. They'll be bored at school, generally speaking, because their minds are fertile and open, and teachers need to explain, extract concepts. You know, so when the teacher tries to go step-by-step process in a classroom, the NT child hops it right away and is bored out of his brains. The NT may not want to be cuddled as much, right? In a way, an NT child to a parent is a little unusual because they're more independent, they're not conforming, they don't like regular routines, and they're less needing for that physical affection. And NTs can sometimes be backward socially a little bit. They're oblivious to the reactions of others. If you're an introverted NT, you tend to be a loner. An INT is a loner. An extroverted NT may be strong leaders. Other children, one will often call their NT a brain, or the oddball, or the one man out, or the eccentric genius, you know. And they seem more self-contained than the Fs, because again, they have that mindset. NTs are usually very high intelligent people. They have that, you know, if they have an SP side, they'll enjoy sports also. But they usually like intellectual games. NTs enjoy, for example, chess very much, or quizzes on Torah and so on, then not concerned much about physical necessities, about food and clothing. They don't run after taiva. Here's an interesting thing. They generally don't run out of after physical sensual pleasures. But again, not because they're naturally a bigger tzaddik than the SPs. You see, here is something very important. An SP has a strong cheshik to pursue pleasure. An NT does not. Doesn't mean an NT is a higher level person. It's just their nature is different. They have a different type of a Yetzirah than an SP would have. But they are tend to being aesthetic, not interested so much in food and clothing. They can be lousy dressers and not care much about their clothing because it's not interesting for them. Another challenge with them is they have an emotional distance. Now, if you're an integrated NT, if you have a healthy sense of self-esteem, and then you could develop a balancing measure of F, of feeling, to be caring and insightful and communicative. But very often, NTs fail to communicate because they assume that others won't understand them. NTs also don't pick up subtle physical and verbal cues that other, more sensitive people will grasp. Most NTs are not as sensitive as NFs, which we are going to talk about a little more than the norm, because NFs is a unusual bria, like we're going to sort of elaborate a little more. But with time, healthy NTs learn to be more sensitive to the effect of their words. Ts do not bond like Fs with self-disclosure. Ts tend to be less disclosing of themselves than Fs are. Fs are more open about themselves and their emotional vulnerable world. Fs are more likely, feelers are more likely to allow themselves to be vulnerable, while Ts will not. In relationships, if you're an NT, if you have a developed F side, if you have developed your feeling side, then yes, you will be a caring husband, a caring wife, sympathetic, you'll listen to others. You'll help them come up with their own insights. You'll have uplifting advice and ideas. Like I said already twice, but I'm just going to repeat it because it left the Rishon here. Rebelsky was a strong NT, clear as day. If you read his biography and I'm describing things here, you'll know he's an NT by Beteva. But he developed, when he talked to certain people personally, he was able to show that caring and warmth in the most unbelievable degree. He developed his F side. Mentally healthy NTs are good conversationalists. They're highly intelligent, highly insightful, highly deep, devoted to their families. There are many wonderful, caring NT, Talmidei Chachamim, teachers, scientists, doctors, lawyers, homemakers. So it's very important to know if you're an NT, you could develop your empathy. By nature, they don't have the depth of empathy like an NF, which we're going to talk about soon, has. They don't, but they develop it. They could do remarkable things with their developed F side. They need to develop their feeling side. With NTs, I would say the most important thing would be for them, for their shleimus, is to develop their F side. Because otherwise, they will not see the emotional distress of things that are obvious to an F. Dominant NTs suppress their own feelings, undervalue their own feelings, ignore their own feelings. So it's not surprising that they'll also ignore the feelings of others as well if they don't work on themselves, because their logic overcomes the negative emotion. Like, why is my wife or husband upset? Or why are they still upset? Get over it. Logically, it makes no sense why they are so upset. So, and they have that ability to disengage emotionally. So the problem is people perceive NTs and they say, they are cold fish. They don't care. In truth is they do care, but they don't have primary focus on the F part of the relationships, on the feeling part of the relationships. Fs need to custom themselves in not always getting the degree of sympathy and appreciation they may always like. An NT has to develop their F side. Then it could be a rewarding relationship. If a feeler is married to an NT, it helps to try to talk to them in their language and to try to work on communicating with them. So you could develop that T skill and you help them develop their F skill. very often a F, it's challenging being married to an NT, but at the same time, they develop parts of their personality that were missing, and an NT could develop their F side by learning from their wife or husband. What happens, again, we always talked about it with the unhealthy side of an NT. If you're an unhealthy side of an NT, if you didn't work on yourself, then you'll use your wit to humiliate others, to hurt others. You will not make normal human contact. You will attack people in private or in public because you're extremely critical. It's very often in NTs, if they're not healthy, they came from a cold home environment where no one listened to them, no one cared about their feelings. They were told, don't be a sissy, toughen up, or whatever it may be. And if they don't develop their feeling side, they become uninvolved, unconnected to an extreme, causes tremendous agmas nefesh, especially to family members who want to them to show some emotional involvement and caring. It could be yisurim, literally torture for the spouse of an NT if an NT is unhealthy, because they may be very cold, aloof, and sometimes may attack back angrily. And a F spouse can go through an entire marriage mourning over the closest that they yearned that they never had and they're not getting while this NT is unhealthy. If you're an introverted NT and you're a P, you lack the J sense of responsibility and duty, then you run the risk of retreating into your own world, become unreachable, become reclusive, refusing to take care of practical matters, and you're lacking sensitivity and impersonal skills. You rarely or do not take time out to listen to other people's feelings. You respond very abruptly to people, and you don't show or feel the emotional pain of others. They feel threatened by any type of feeling of emotional closeness, and they respond by being either angry or to withdraw in a hostile way. They don't like spending time with family members. They're critical, argumentative, oppositional, or just detached in an angry, cold way. And an F to that unhealthy NT is a burden. It's not my problem, it's your problem. They're so cold often, they ignore other people's suffering. To an unhealthy NT, people are like extraneous. A wife of an NT will sometimes feel, I'm like I'm invisible, I don't count. He'd rather be with his books and his hobbies and his stock reports, or frankly, in his Gemara, and he doesn't give a flip about me. That's how an F will feel with an unhealthy NT. Other destructive signs of an unhealthy NT is they become very self-doubting, perfectionists, OCD is a tremendous problem, deep feeling of failure, deep shame, and they sometimes deteriorate in their thinking world. They get so closed in their own mind, in the abstractions, that they get out of touch with their reality. And very often they could be cruelly sarcastic, extremely cynical, and very arrogant, looking at everyone else like they're incompetent idiots. So the way you work through this is to get help through this integration, which is called Hiskalalus Amidais, breaking your nature by bringing the opposite sides of the personality that may not be natural to you. The first one, like we said a few times over here with the NT, is to develop the F sensitivity, the Chayvas Halvavais, the duty of the heart, Noisebe Oil, sharing other people's pain, allowing others to talk about their feelings, showing interest, showing concern, because NTs are so unused to sharing their feelings, they become anxious when feelings are discussed and they need to learn their F side not to feel that way. If you are not a healthy NT, realize that you may have lost trust in people in early part of life, and you continue that pattern of mistrust by alienating others with criticism or with indifference, which created agmas nefesh, but that could change. When you develop your F sensitivity, you spend more time thinking of how you can make your family members happier. You could appreciate them more each and every day. You have mental appreciation for the good in others. You could use your T also to be done lekavschus, giving the benefit of the doubt, and let it access your F, your emotions, when you look at the good in other people. Chesed, intellectual caring, helping people with your mind, helping people with your abilities. And when you're anxious about other people not coming on time, you realize intellectually you know, it makes sense. And then you don't, you let it go. You're mevater. Integration also is getting out of that NT ivory tower thought process, coming down to the S reality, coming down to earth. Take care of your appearance. Take care of your clothing. Make parnasa, earn a living, do your necessary hishtadlus, help out around the house, interact with your wife, interact with your husband. If you're an MTP, which means perceiving, you're open-ended, start following the J, develop the structure. If you lack the plea flexibility, you're very rigid, do the opposite. Learn to be more open-minded, be more tolerant for differences, have a sense of humor towards trivial mistakes that people make. Those who live with an NT need to be patient but persistent in helping NTs develop trust. It may take time, but this is the idea. NTs need to learn to become less critical, more warm. When communicating with NT, let them take the initiative. Don't overwhelm them with different things, but work your best to understand them, treat them with respect, and get them out of their shell. To help overcome your anger when an NT responds angrily or with indifference, realize the NTs tend to withdraw not because they purposefully want to hurt you, but because it makes them feel safe. So if they're unhealthy, they don't know what emotional intimacy is, so they don't miss it. They don't see yet people's pains or needs. But when you make them feel safe, and you're an F. Now, again, if an F, whether an NF or an SF, lives with the unhealthy NT, it can be a very painful experience. We're going to go through later chapters on how will you deal with when you're living with unhealthy any type, but let's say an NT also. Now, parents need to make a special effort to talk to their children each and every day, NTs and especially T's, to create a warm and caring relationship early in childhood, to make them feel safe and to make them feel loved. Bracha v'atzlacha.